Dateline Washington, Wednesday, April 16th, 2009. Hello again from the nation's capital. I'm Greg Corumbus. In this edition, the Obama administration policy towards Iran. In recent days, the White House has offered direct multilateral talks with Iran, the world's number one sponsor of terror and a nation aggressively in pursuit of nuclear weapons. What's behind the decision? What response can we expect from Iran? And how is Israel going to factor into all of this? We'll ask Dr. Jerome Corsi, who has written extensively on the Iranian nuclear threat. Also in this edition, what next after the Tea Parties? That's what we'll ask Phil Kirpin, Director of Policy at Americans for Prosperity. Plus, Obama and high-speed rail. The president wants to invest at least $8 billion in getting the program off the ground. We'll talk to Hope Cohen of the Manhattan Institute to find out what benefits the high-speed rail system could bring, how much it might cost, and whether we're looking at another Amtrak. And the week in politics, we'll have our weekly chat with John Gizzi of Human Events. All that, plus Thursday's headlines straight ahead on Dateline Washington. We begin with the U.S. policy towards Iran, and we begin right now. My first guest in this edition is Dr. Jerome Corsi, author of Obama Nation, The Late Great USA, as well as the forthcoming America for Sale. We've asked Dr. Corsi to offer his thoughts on the Obama administration offering direct multilateral talks with Iran, the world's leading sponsor of terror and a nation in pursuit of nuclear weapons. And Dr. Corsi, thanks for being with us.
Greg, it's a great pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
You have closely tracked a number of critical issues that I want to touch on here in the next few minutes. Let's start with Iran. The Obama administration made it clear very early on in the campaign that they wanted direct dialogue with some of the most nefarious nations on the planet. That includes Iran. An offer was issued just a few days ago for direct multilateral talks. The Iranians are apparently chewing that over. What do you make, first of all, of the offer?
Well, when I wrote Atomic Iran in 2005, I predicted then that negotiations with Iran are pointless. Clearly, Iran is the best negotiators in the world. The Persian people invented the game of chess. The Iranians could spend a year talking about talking. Then there's another year, if they wanted to, about the agenda and the shape of the table. In the meantime, that the Obama administration is willing to talk with the Ahmadinejad regime shows that they're now giving them credibility. And also, Iran is buying time. Every day that Iran can be talking about talks, they're enriching uranium and pursuing nuclear weapons. So again, it's another failed strategy. And the Democrats seem always to pursue this strategy. If the Democrats were to go back to President Clinton, Madeleine Albright, Secretary of State, even apologized to Iran during the Clinton administration for events that happened back in 1953 when Prime Minister Mossadegh was deposed and the CIA was involved. Well, the Iranians don't care. You've got to understand this regime, the Ayatollahs who control Iran, they are radical ideologues who believe in a messianic vision that this lost imam is going to return when they create an apocalypse. And they are dead set on the destruction of Israel. So you can't rationally talk. I mean, what is President Obama going to think of some sentence they haven't heard before? And they say, oh, well, we didn't see it that way. These are highly intelligent people who know exactly what they're doing. They're buying time. They intend to destroy Israel.
What about inside Iran? Obviously, the United States has been demonized over the past 30 years inside Iran. If, in fact, the Iranian government, even for purposes of delaying inspections and delaying any sort of confrontation over the nuclear program, agrees to these talks, does it send a different message to the Iranian people, many of whom are actually quite sympathetic to the West, about what's really going on?
Well, the Iranian people, by and large, have been equally oppressed by the mullahs. They have been living in poverty. Families are so poor, they sell children into sex slavery so the other children can eat. There is no political freedom in Iran. If you speak out, you'll be put in prison and disappear forever. The problem is that the Iranian government controls, as a dictatorship, totalitarian state. So this charade that Iran goes through of saying, oh, well, we've got dissent, or we have this candidate who's more of a internationalist who won't be as radical. It's all a charade to create the facade that there are cracks within Iran. There's no cracks within Iran. There's not going to be any popular uprising in Iran unless it were supported. If the United States were to speak out and support the dissidents within Iran who are being put into prison, by, mention them by name, make them international heroes. If we were to work with the expatriates from Iran who are broadcasting daily into Iran messages of freedom, we might get a change of government from within. But it would take active support and regime change as a policy of the State Department. And the State Department is not doing that. They're going to talk with Iran, and that in Iran is interpreted as a sign of weakness and a sign that Iran has already won, which I think with the Obama administration is likely. I think the Obama administration's on the verge of abandoning Israel.
And speaking of Israel, their new prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has gone on record saying if the Obama administration or the international community at large doesn't do something soon to derail the Iranian nuclear weapons program, then Israel will be forced to be in a position to act out militarily. What's your sense of a timeline on that and the feasibility of that?
Well, I think that there could not be a better prime minister right now than Benjamin Netanyahu for the defense of Israel. And it's an indication the Israeli people are feeling an existential threat that Israel's a one-bomb state, one nuclear weapon, even a low yield of a Hiroshima nature over Tel Aviv would destroy the modern Jewish state as we know it. So Israel cannot take the risk. And that the Israeli populace is moving in a more center-right direction, I think indicates the awareness of the threat. Benjamin Netanyahu will act. I think it's possible within the next year, unless the United States can stop Iran from enriching uranium. At the moment when Israel finally decides that it's now possible for Iran to have a nuclear weapon any day and detonate it over Tel Aviv, Israel will have no choice but to attack Iran. And I've said from the beginning, I think it's the worst solution. I predicted an atomic Iran, this is how it would go, that the American administrations would try to negotiate, would try to use sanctions through the UN. It's all failed. The radical ideological regime in Iran doesn't care. They're going to use all their resources to make nuclear weapons. And by the end of this year, I think with or without the United States, and probably without, because my reading of the Obama administration, while the Obama administration won't admit it, they've abandoned Israel. They think that a two-state solution is right. The Obama administration has not put pressure on Hamas in the Gaza or on Hezbollah in Lebanon, both surrogate terrorist organizations funded, created in the case of Hezbollah by Iran. Mm-hmm. And this is an imminent threat to Israel, which by the end of 2009, the beginning of 2010, Israel will run out of patience with the international community, and we will have an Israeli-led strike against Iran, whose consequences are unpredictable.
Iran, of course, insists that they don't even have ambitions for a nuclear weapons program. It's all about energy. What will be the timeline here? You said you've already predicted much of what we've seen, and going forward here, will we know, will there be a point where Iran can no longer even claim that they don't have a weapons program before they can deploy it, or can it just show up one day over Tel Aviv like you mentioned?
Well, you'll see the signs. I mean, Iran has fired some missiles. I mean, President Obama didn't want to pick it up, but as soon as he came into office, they fired a satellite in orbit, which they called Hope. Of course, the signs will be there. You'll see advances in the missile technology. You'll continue to get reports coming out of Iran, largely from the expatriates or those who have intelligence within Iran, that different parts of the nuclear program are active. I predicted they would have 6,000 centrifuges. I predicted they would have the more advanced, even more advanced than the P2s that most nations use to enrich uranium. The Iranian people are, despite the radical ideology of the lost imam coming out of the well, went down the well in 946, and the Shiite take over the world with an apocalypse, they truly believe that. The Iranian people are highly intelligent. These are some of the most cultured people in the world. There's a million Persians living in the United States, and they're highly successful, highly educated. And we underestimate Iran. Iran is also extremely sophisticated with international negotiations. They're playing the Obama administration for a fool. It's easy. Obama administration is a fool. It's an irresponsible administration. Now, Obama can talk all he wants, But every time he's talking, the Iranians will make no concessions. All the concessions will have to come from Obama. And the Iranians know that. They don't plan to make any concessions. They've announced they won't stop enriching uranium. So it's a showdown that's coming. And I believe, I also predict, Benjamin Netanyahu will come to the United States in the next 2 months, at least once. He'll lay out the case to the president. He'll say, this is the intelligence that we have. Prime Minister Sharon did it just before he had his massive stroke.
Mm-hmm.
The Israelis have already asked permission to strike Iran. President Bush denied it in those last days in office. It'll be asked again. And when Netanyahu leaves this time, his last sentence will be to the president, Mr. President, thank you for seeing us today. We will now do what we need to do. In the final analysis, Israelis will defend Israel. These are people who came out of the Holocaust. Israel's not going to trust any American president for its survival, and least of all, Barack Obama.
What would Obama need to do to show that he is serious about thwarting Iran's nuclear program? What steps should he be taking right now?
Well, he should be doing a number of things, be increasing sanctions in the UN, confiscating more the bank accounts, prosecuting various banks in New York that have been cooperating with Iranian money that's going to the nuclear program. He would be supporting the dissidents within Iran by name, mentioning them who are in the prisons fighting for their freedom. He'd have the State Department and Secretary Clinton declare that regime change were our policy. And he'd phone up Netanyahu and say, do you need any new ordnance? What else do you need? And could we coordinate for you all the strike paths for your attack on Iran? At that point, Iran would know it's coming and they would take it seriously.
Dr. Jerome Corsi is the author of Obama Nation, The Late Great USA, and the forthcoming America for Sale. This is Dateline Washington.